Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Time to talk food, and we're actually doing a Purdon back to back today. We're going to start with our conversation with Tessa Purdon, the head of content for Eat Out and Food 24, the country's biggest restaurant review and foodie platforms. And then we will be speaking to our guest on Wagyu beef, Chris Purdon, who is a Wagyu farmer and will tell us more about Wagyu beef in South Africa as well as the product in general. So Tessa, thank you for connecting us there. But first, it's always lovely to have you on the show to talk to us about the latest moods, news from the restaurant world. Welcome back.
Thanks, Pippa. Nice to be back on the show.
Let's start with what is always welcome news, a new restaurant opening. This time it's in the Tyger Valley waterfront area.
Yes, absolutely. So well-known restaurateur Dale Schroeder, who is famous for his Dale's Black Angus steakhouses, has opened a new restaurant called Harvest Culture Eatery. It's a little bit different to his steakhouses. He's actually been in the restaurant industry for around 30 years, so he's definitely a seasoned professional. He's opened a modern bistro that's serving vegetarian and vegan dishes, as well as some of the steaks that he's known for. So you can expect things like steak tartare, Korean cauliflower wings, prawn ravioli, duck breast, pork belly, lionfish. There's a bit of everything.
Okay.
There's even a vegan bolognese. And they also have a deli section. So if you want to just pop in and get some freshly baked goods or some cold meats for a cheese board, some preserves for gifts, yeah, it's a everything and anything kind of place. And I think it's going to do really well out there.
Okay, and for those who were fans of the previous iteration at Dale's Black Angus Steakhouse, you'll be relieved to know that his business partner Mitchell van Niekerk and chef Mark Redman have moved with him to the new venture, so the steaks will be just as good as they always were. I'm quite intrigued to see a steak specialist branching off into so many options for vegans and vegetarians, Tessa. It tells you a lot about where the demand is swinging, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Pippa. I couldn't agree more.
Okay, so you will find the new Harvest Culture Eatery at in the Tyger Lake building at Tyger Falls, open Tuesdays to Sundays from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. And good luck to all of them. It's great to finally be hearing stories of restaurant openings again after more than a year and so also of reporting on restaurant closures, Tessa. Speaking of which, though, you've got an interesting piece up on the Eat Out website. You've been chatting to a number of restaurateurs about the implications of the latest lockdown restrictions and the possibility of a third wave. Not massive changes, Tessa. The curfew an hour earlier, which means they've got to close an hour earlier at 10 p.m. But at the same time, it is winter. One does get a sense that people have been dining out slightly earlier anyway. What is, would you say, the mood like among the chefs that you spoke to?
Well, I think, Pippa, I must be honest, I don't think I was the only one that was biting my nails expecting a more severe lockdown and possibly another alcohol ban. But that wasn't the case. And you're right. The biggest implication for restaurants is the 11 p.m. curfew. And even though this isn't a huge thing in the bigger scheme of things, you know, psychologically speaking, one of the chefs, David Higgs, says that it makes people second guess going out. You know, it's colder now. And there's the temptation to just stay snuggled up at home. Mm. But it doesn't mean that you still can't order a takeaway. There's quite a few comments from chefs who say that there are a number of factors that restaurants are having to deal with now on top of the virus. There's load shedding, customers are being economically strained.
Yeah.
And Nick Harha from Alburo has been great at adapting and creating a more streamlined, what he calls lockdown-resistant model, where he's downscaled his restaurant, which is 160-seater, and moving it into a smaller, more manageable 50-seater space in the same building. So that way they've managed to minimize their rent a bit. You know, so people are have taken learnings from the last year and are implementing them, and I think there's also the sense that chefs and restaurants are acknowledging the need for the regulations. You know, they're there for a reason. And I know that Sandaline Dale Roberts from the Test Kitchen Fledgling says that she thinks it's a good thing that the precautions are being taken seriously now and so that restaurants can still operate. You know, nobody wants another hard lockdown where they have to close.
Exactly. Okay, so really interesting observations. If you'd like to read up a little bit more about how some of our top chefs are adapting in the current climate, you'll find that article posted on the Eat Out website. Last but not least, Food 24 has got some tips on stockpiling groceries. And just to be very clear, Tessa, we're not talking here about panic buying of toilet paper as we saw at the start of lockdown, but rather the concept of buying in bulk when items are on great specials.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, as I said earlier, customers being economically strained, we're very aware that people are looking for good deals, they want to save money. And so we've shared a few tips on how people can do this with food and in the kitchen. So one of the first things is to start become more familiar with sort of general pricing structures and the cost of items. And this will give you the ability to spot great deals quickly. Another thing is always to go for things that are long, that have a long shelf life. So kitchen cleaning products, pantry staples, pasta, rice, tinned food, tea, coffee, dried beans, that kind of thing. Another tip is to always check the expiry date to ensure that the things that you're buying have enough time to keep.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, there's a point in stocking up of something that you've bought and it's going to expire in the next month. So those are just a few of them. You know, they're small things that you can implement that will just, help you save a little bit of money as you go.
And that is very welcome in everybody's pockets right now. Tessa Purden, thank you so much for that particular article. We'll direct you to the Food 24 website, food24.com. Obviously, buying in bulk requires the cash flow to be able to invest in the bigger items up front and the storage space to keep it all in. But some great tips in that article if it is something that you're practicing. And I'm mindful of the fact that a lot of people buy that way in bulk and then split it between buying syndicates, for example. So there are some very practical tips in that article worth checking out. Tessa Purden is the head of content for Eat Out and Food 24.